The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Oh, indeed, BTN News listeners, we have arrived to the best part of the week. It is Friday, and it's time for your BTN News Show for today. It is the 4th of October, 2019. Getting caught up with the best technology news, and it's coming at you right now like it always does in about 5 minutes. Well, of course, Microsoft unveiled their Surface Pods yesterday, so it's a given fact that Apple's going to be kind of leaking out some stuff saying, hey, look, we got some new AirPods coming. Sure looks that way anyways, at least what we've seen in iOS 13 beta. That is iOS 13.2, by the way. Looks like the next version of Apple AirPods will have noise cancellation capabilities. We've noticed in the 13.2 beta build, there's actually an image of the upcoming AirPods. Yeah, it's a 2D gray and white icon, but looking at that icon, there's definitely been some design changes. Looks like these noise-canceling AirPods will have traditional ear tips. These will actually extend out from the stem so it can better fit your ears, completely changing everything we've seen from the first two models. Now, we have been hearing rumors about noise-canceling AirPods for a little while now, though we haven't seen any signs that would actually point to a design change. But you would have to think there'd have to be some type of design change so that it can actually create a seal with your ear, something that's probably not possible with the current design of the versions that we have. Other things noticed, at least by the folks over there at 9to5 Mac, is that iOS 13.2 contains also a focus mode for AirPods. Apparently, this can be turned on or off. They're hinting this could actually be the name Apple gives its noise cancellation feature. Unfortunately, right now, we're just speculating, which is, pretty much what we do. It is Apple, of course. Hey, you got a Lenovo Smart Display? Is it pissing you off right about this time? Well, you wouldn't be the only one. Seems there's a lovely little bug in the thing now all of a sudden. Where, if you've gone to update it, apparently it hangs in there for around 45% and then restarts. And then just keeps doing it over and over and over. Now, I have actually talked to a couple of people. They said, yeah, this has happened to me. One person got theirs to push on through. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. The other person I know, just wants to throw it across the room already. Well, Google is aware of your frustrations, and they will be fixing the update loop bug. Now, Google says it's top priority, but according to a Lenovo employee, they didn't really give a date. Private chats, self-destructing messages. You don't want people creeping in on you know what you're talking about. Well, WhatsApp is aware of this, probably because a lot of people have also been going over to Telegram, too, to achieve this feature. Well, you may not have to do that anymore, because WhatsApp soon will allow users to actually send self-destructing messages. Now, of course, this is not available to the public at the moment. It was actually uncovered by the folks over there at WA Beta Info. And according to them, WhatsApp will allow users to set timers in the groups, and then the time ranges from 5 seconds to 1 hour. After that time, boom goes your message. Now, this is slightly different from what Telegram had. They had a thing called secret chat. That's where the conversations are stored on the phone instead of the cloud. Meaning, this will probably be a little bit different on the WhatsApp side. As for now, we have no clue when it's coming. And finally, can you hear that? No, I'm not losing my mind. I'm actually hearing an earthquake on Mars right now as I'm talking to you. Oh yeah, this is now possible thanks to those folks over there at NASA. Now, you might remember we got a probe over there on Mars that landed last year. The InSight probe is what it's called, has been sending those vibration signals all across our galaxy right back to us. Quakes have ranged in magnitudes from about 3.3 to 3.7, so nothing Mars shattering. But it is definitely interesting to actually hear something that we experience here on Earth, way far out in our galaxy on that red planet. If you want to hear it for yourself, go check out NASA's website, or you should be able to find it on YouTube as well. Got one of those stories and no one is listening? By golly, I told you we will. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Take a look at our official website, too, and get subscribed to our podcast and so much more over there at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by those lovely folks over there at TSO Host. Fantastic web hosting. If you're needing to get something up and running for yourself and you want something reliable and affordable, you should check them out today, tsohost.com. Find us on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and come by by our Slack room. Yep, that's where our BTN community is, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Do yourself a favor and join today, britishtech.slack.com. The new show, yes indeed, is the weekend that is now upon us. So we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday. I hope you have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.